Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Kingdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
One by one, excuses are made. I can't, not now. No, I'm sorry. Verse 19, another one said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen. And you know how I like my oxens. And I just got them, ain't even drove them yet. So I got to go check them out and make sure that I got what I paid for. And you know, this is my business. So I got to take care of my business. And people don't realize it, but they put, you know, how many remember Jesus said, any man that loves his child, his parent, his spouse, right, more than me is not worthy of me. Serious stuff. And that's what he's talking about. When the Lord calls on you, I don't care who else called. It doesn't matter. Right? I don't care what else you got going on. I'm so glad the Lord helped us with that. Talking about Phyllis and myself some years ago. This is, you learn about this. You don't learn all about it overnight, but you learn. And the Lord told us some things that helped to train us. He told me, help Brother Hagin. That was my direction. Well, anytime Brother Hagin acted like he needed help with something, I was there. Needed help filling out paperwork. Need help greeting people at the door. Need help, you know, cleaning the floor. Need help with this. Need help that. I was there. Well, eventually, he wanted me to help him do more spiritual things. And after serving for 15 years, I guess, we had our own ministry and had it for many years. Felt like we should really develop it more. And I talked to him and we went out to develop more of the ministry and weren't there working under him as much. And I was out on the road for a year or so and the Lord said, I didn't release you from helping him. Because I had assumed, well, to do one was to do the other. I thought, well, how are we going to do both? Because I had a thriving ministry. Man, I had more invitations I could get to. We had a bunch of partners. We had a bunch of outreaches. And I mean, it's a full-time job. He said, no, I didn't release you from helping him. Well, what's important? Us building a ministry or doing what he said to do? Us building our thing or seeking for the betterment of the kingdom? Oh, friend, this covers so much ground. See, some people that try to do their own would actually be a bigger blessing to the kingdom as a helps ministry to somebody else. But so many times people are not kingdom minded. They are my kingdom minded. Building mine. And if we're afraid it's going to take away from us, then uh-uh. And people make all kind of decisions based on somebody else is going to get my partners and somebody else might get some of my support and somebody else might get some of my money and some other church might get some of our people. And hey, if it's better for the kingdom of God for us to all go hook up with somebody else, let's do it. Are y'all with me strong enough on this now? It's a fact. Let's do it. John the Baptist knew this, didn't he? When his followers came to him and said, John, John, now, people are leaving you in mass and following Jesus. Now, see, that sounds okay to us, but you'd have had to been there. John's the one had the big ministry. Jesus, nobody knew. John was known nationwide. What did John say? Oh, did you get this now? What did he say? He said, that's the way it ought to be. That's the way it's supposed to be. He's got to get bigger and I got to decrease. That's right. That's the kingdom plan. What a spiritual man. What a man of understanding. Right? All of us ought to be that way. Not building our own thing, but kingdom of God minded. Here, verse 20, read the next one. Another person said, all these are excuses. Another one said, well, I married a wife, you know, so I can't come. I know you know I can't come because I just got married. And the Lord said, I understand. Forget it. You know, I wasn't thinking about that. he understood. Because, you know, family comes first. Keep reading. The servant came and showed his Lord these things, and the master of the house was very understanding. And he said, well, I know people are busy, and they have lots of stuff to do, and, you know, you got to take care of your kids. You got to take care of your family. And that'll be fine. We'll just check on them another time. No. No. See, but that is what people expect from his representatives. And will absolutely get livid, angry, if they don't get that. Let me give you an example. Let's say I called on you and say, you know, come help with this. And he said, oh, Brother Keith, I can't. I wish I could, but I got this. I got a family thing. You know, family. And if I looked at you and said, well, it's not all right. You're missing God. And I'm mad about it. What would people think? What would they think? Oh, whew. I knew he was off. You know, pastor to do that. I would be acting just like Jesus. Just like him. You see how messed up our minds have been? With tradition. Oh, no, no, no. Now the pastor's supposed to be nice and go, oh, that's all right, honey. I know y'all got stuff to do. So y'all just do it. And if you can help us next year or year after that sometime, that'll just be fine. We're just so glad y'all come. Well, now you may want to hear that and you may like that, but that is not the master. And when you and I stand before the master and we're given account of things he called us to do and directed us to do, it ain't gonna hold water for you to get up there and say, well, yeah, you know, I would have done that, but you know how mom and them was, and you know how my wife, she didn't like to go there and didn't want to do that. And you know, my kids, you know, they were pitching a fit that day, and you just, he ain't gonna hear it. It's just going to be like you didn't say a word. The master of the house was what? Angry. Now, thank God, I don't have to express that to everybody. I'm glad about that. I'd rather not. But there's been many, that one time, some individuals that were supposed to be helping us. And I called on them for something, and they couldn't do it. They're too busy with other stuff. I said, okay, fine, fine. You know, it's all right. And I hung up the phone. The Lord spoke to me. He said, it's not all right with me. He said, just because you tell them it's all right, don't mean I said it's all right. I said, well, Lord, you want me to call them back? Tell them that? I don't want to. If I don't have to. And I didn't have to that time. Thank God. Praise the Lord. But what I'm saying is, just because a representative of his tells you it's okay for you not to do it or follow through, that don't mean the Lord told you. It's all right. How many remember Elijah and Elisha? And the day Elijah was taken up. Remember that? And they begin to go to a certain place, and Elijah looked to Elisha, who was his helper a long time, and he said, look, why don't you just stay here? You know, the road is long and we're all tired. I'm going to go over here, but you don't have to go. Just stay here, why don't you? Now, some have misinterpreted that. They've tried to make this a command, that he's commanding him to stay there. He didn't. He said, I pray thee. That's just, you know, why don't you just stay here? What did he say? No way. No way. So he said, no, you working, I'm going to be here working. As late as you work, I work this late. Right? No, you going, I'm going. And it happened again and again, didn't it? They got to another city. What did he tell him? He said, look, I'm going to go over here, but you don't have to go. Day's already long. We're already tired and I got to go, but you don't have to go. You can just stay here if you, he said, no, you going? I'm your helper. That's what I do. You go, I go. He said, well, come on. Happened repeatedly, didn't it? See, there will be opportunities for you to be lazy and to be preoccupied and to be distracted. But, oh, let's believe God for discernment. That when something comes up in his kingdom, that we hear it. We don't just hear a man or a woman talking. This is God. And here I am. We do what it takes. I said, the Lord dealt with us about, you know, I didn't release you from helping Brother Hagin. So we found where they were. We got there. Paid our own way, of course. And we got there, and of course, I've known him for years. And I said, Brother Hagin, after service, can I speak to you just a minute? Yeah. I said, Brother Hagin, I don't feel like that we're released from helping y'all. Can I help you some way? He said, well, always use good help. And Phyllis had noticed that Mom was ironing a bunch of clothes. Of course, they're getting older at this point. And so she said, well, I could iron your clothes for you in the afternoon. She said, well, I like them a certain way. She said, I'll do them a certain way. And so she let her train her. Of course, she'd been ironing for years herself, but she let her train her. And she did that. And I said, well, I can come and we can drive the car. I can pull it. They already had a lot of good help. So I thought, well, they already have all this wonderful help. What about us? But that don't matter. If the Lord says you'll be available, then you'll be available. If they don't call on you, fine. But you're doing what he told you to do.
Right.
You're available. And if you do get called, well, as time went on, we got called more and more and more and more and more and more. And we'd come in home. We'd been helping with them with their stuff for a week or two. Our desks are piled up because we got a thriving ministry of our own. Our desks are piled up with stuff that we hadn't gone through. We've been out of town. And they'd call and say, how about let's do this? We'd look at our desk and go, sure. Right. And just walk out. Why? Because the Lord told us to do this. And see, people have not understood this. So, well, you got your own ministry. I could be holding my own meeting. Yeah, but me holding his jacket was more significant for the kingdom right now than me behind a pulpit somewhere else.
Amen. Yes, sir. Glory to God.
Because if we are able to help them and lessen the load on them, he's affecting a lot more people than I am. Are you listening to this now? I mean, Phyllis was running around doing errands and things, and it didn't seem very spiritual, but it was affecting the kingdom. It was helping the kingdom advance. So it's more important than what we could do on our own. And there came a time when he directed us to do some things differently, but we did that for years. But what are the priorities in your life? What has God told you to do kingdom-wise? Because nothing else will matter. Hallelujah. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Time for the Kingdom, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1402E. That's R1402E, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God.